Fighting continues in Tripoli, a look at the economy from inside the city.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Steve Chiatakis. Yesterday, it seemed victory was at hand for Libyan rebels. Today, the situation looks a lot dicier. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi has spoken with a Russian contact today and says he has no plans to leave Tripoli, though rebels have reportedly just broken into his compound. The BBC's Rana Jawad joins me now from Tripoli to talk about what she's seeing on the ground. Good morning, Rana.
Good morning.
Is that the call to prayer in the background that I'm hearing?
No, actually, it's not. What you're hearing is the imam at the mosque chanting out Allahu Akbar, which translates to God is great, God is great. That has been continuous for the past 3 hours now, almost. These are the very same chants that encouraged people just over 48 hours ago to take to the streets again here in Tripoli as they waited for the rebel fighters from different parts of the country to advance into the capital.
Rana, what is it like on the streets of Tripoli right now? What is the mood like? What are you seeing?
Well, it depends what part of Tripoli you're in. I'm in the eastern part of the capital. This was one of the first areas that came under opposition control. People are just holding their breaths, waiting to see where the battle in Tripoli or when it's going to end, not if. However, for much of the country and much of the city, at least, and its population, they are holding their breaths to see what the coming hours or days will bring.
Are businesses open right now?
No, they're not. Since, for the past 48 hours, everything is completely shut down. You might find the odd baker open for business just to give. They're not even selling the bread that they're baking. They're giving them out to residents. And I did hear one large supermarket not far away from where we are had been giving out all sorts of consumer goods for free to some of the opposition fighters based in their area.
We had heard that internet has been sort of sporadically up and down. Do you have internet service there right now?
At the moment, no. The internet was switched off 6 months ago, since the uprising began here. The internet is controlled by the government here. So everywhere else here in the city, people felt like they'd gone back to the Stone Age. However, in the past 48 hours, as the rebels moved into the capital, we had heard that the internet service provider headquarters here had been taken over by residents of the capital. And soon after, the internet was switched on. However, communications are still difficult. It's mostly due to fuel shortage and electricity outage throughout most of the day in the past month.
The BBC's Rana Jawad in Tripoli. Thank you, Rana.
You're welcome.
Oil production would be crucial to a new Libyan economy, but even if the rebels secure a swift victory, it will take time to ramp up production. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis.
If Gaddafi falls, it'll be months before that oil goes back online again, and that's assuming he doesn't do a scorched earth policy like Saddam Hussein did to Kuwait in 1991. The oil companies will move back in slowly. Optimistically, it's going to be 6 months before they actually return online.
Oil prices are on the rise this morning, more than $84 a barrel. The markets don't seem to mind at all, though. A great day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1.7%, 185 points to 11,040. The NASDAQ is up 2.1% to 2396. The S&P 500 is up 1.4% to 1140. That all in spite of some not-so-good news from the housing market. New home sales declined for the fourth straight month, down nearly 1% from June.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at IBM.com/engines. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
China-based Lenovo debuts its tablet computer today. Lenovo hopes its ThinkPad tablet will be the new Apple iPad. But it's tough out there for tablets. Last week, HP discontinued its touchpad after less than 2 months on the market. Marketplace's David Gura has more.
When you hear the phrase tablet computer, odds are you'll think of the iPad. Apple introduced the device last year, and since then, it's sold more than 25 million. Jason Noland is with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It's really tough for other companies, even companies the size of HP, to break into that effectively.
Noland says that's because the Apple tablet came first.
A great product attracts users, which attracts developers, which attracts more users, and it's kind of a winner-take-all market.
Other companies entered the race late, and they're trying to catch up. There are tablets that run on the Android operating system, and there's the BlackBerry Playbook. Carl Howe is a tech analyst with the Yankee Group. He says companies should stop trying to copy Apple.
I think one of the things that some of the other companies have to do is create new experiences that are different than the iPad.
It appeals to consumers who want to watch movies and listen to music and read e-books. Starting today, Lenovo is marketing its ThinkPad tablet to business users. There's another thing companies may want to keep in mind.
Price matters.
That's Larry Dignan, the editor of the tech site ZDNet. iPads started almost $500. If a competitor can make a device that's less expensive, he says, that'll have broad appeal. Last weekend, HP tried to get rid of those touchpad tablets it discontinued. They were on sale for just $99. Dignan says they flew off store shelves, and HP's site couldn't keep up with the traffic. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, Kellogg is complaining a Mayan cultural heritage group stole its logo. The Maya Archaeology Initiative uses a toucan as part of its trademark. Kellogg says it's too reminiscent of Fruit Loops cereal frontman Toucan Sam. Hey, maybe this could set a precedent, and Little Caesars could finally make its case against ancient Rome. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
When the ultrasound machine was introduced in Asia, self-selective abortions erupted across the continent, resulting in 160 million missing girls.
People see this machine as really a way to ensure them a boy.
I'm Bob Moon, new medical technology with unintended consequences. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.